Chapter 2. Now I speak to you, Joseph, my youngest. You were born in the wilderness of my trouble and difficulties. Indeed, your mother gave birth to you during my time of greatest despair. May the Lord also consecrate this extremely precious land for you as your inheritance and your descendants' inheritance, along with your brothers, to be a safe land forever if you keep the commandments of the Holy One of Israel. Now Joseph, my youngest, whom I've brought out of the wilderness of my trouble and difficulties, may the Lord bless you forever that your descendants won't be completely destroyed. You are my child, and I'm a descendant of Joseph, who was taken as a prisoner to Egypt. The Lord made great covenants with Joseph. As a result, Joseph was shown about us. And the Lord promised him that he would raise up righteous descendants of the house of Israel from his offspring, not the Messiah, but a separated branch who would be included in the Lord's covenants. And the Messiah would make himself known to them in the last days in the spirit of power, in order to enlighten them. He'll move them from darkness into light, from dark confusion and being lost into freedom. Joseph testified truthfully, saying, "The Lord, who is God, will raise up a worthy and chosen seer for my offspring." Indeed, Joseph truthfully said, "This is what the Lord told me. I'll raise up a worthy, carefully chosen seer from your offspring, who will be highly regarded among your offspring. I'll give him a commandment to do work for your offspring, his brothers and sisters, which will be very valuable to them, restoring them to knowledge of the covenants I made with your fathers. And I'll give him a commandment to only do the work I'll commission him to do, and nothing else. And I'll regard him as great in my eyes, since he'll do my work. He'll be great, like Moses, whom I've said I would raise up for you, O house of Israel, to set you free. I'll raise up Moses to free your people from Egypt. But I'll raise up a seer from your offspring, and I'll give him power to bring to light my word for your descendants, not only to bring to light my word, but to convince them of my word previously given to them. Therefore, your offspring will write, and Judah's offspring will write. The Lord says, the things your offspring write and the things Judah's offspring write will grow together in order to expose false doctrines, settle disputes, and establish peace among your offspring, and bring them, in the last days, to understanding their ancestors and comprehending my covenants." The Lord said, "His weakness will be made strong. My work will then begin among all my people. I'll restore you, O house of Israel." Joseph prophesied in this way: "The Lord will bless that seer, and those who attempt to destroy him will be defeated, because the Lord will fulfill this promise about my offspring given to me by the Lord. I'm sure of the fulfillment of this promise. He'll be named after me, and it will be after the name of his father. And he'll be like me, because the things the Lord will bring to light by his hand and by the Lord's power will bring my people to salvation." This is how Joseph prophesied. "I'm sure of this thing, just as I'm sure of Moses' promise. Because the Lord has said to me, I'll preserve your descendants forever. And the Lord has said, I'll raise up Moses and give him power in a staff and judgment in writing. However, I won't make him fluent and articulate as a speaker, but I'll write my law for him with my own finger and provide a spokesman for him. The Lord also told me, I'll give your descendants also a prophet and make a spokesman for him. I'll inspire the one to write the record of your descendants to bless your offspring. And that spokesman will declare that record. The words he'll write will be the words that, in my wisdom, I consider important for your offspring to read. It will be as if your descendants called out to them from the dust, because I know their faith. They'll call out the need for repentance from the dust for their brothers and sisters many generations after they've died. Their words will go forth in a way that is a direct, clear message, Because of their faith, their words will go from me to their brothers and sisters who are your offspring. I'll make the simplicity of their words result in strong faith as they learn about the covenant I made with your fathers. Now, my son, Joseph, this is how my forefather prophesied. Therefore, you are blessed because of this covenant, since your descendants won't be destroyed, because they'll listen to the words of the book. And one powerful among them will rise up and do much good in what he says and does, acting as an instrument in God's hands, with great faith to accomplish wonderful results in God's sight, to bring a significant restoration for the house of Israel, including your brother's descendants. You are blessed, Joseph. And because you are young, listen to the words of your brother Nephi, and your life will unfold according to what I've spoken. Never forget the words of your dying father. Amen.